Welcome to Beyond Ringside live on a Sunday night. Fast Eddie Lane live from the vault in the Full Range Entertainment Control Center. Like to welcome back in tag team partner Mark Mabo Bowman. Mabo, what's up, buddy?
I am perfectly calm, cool, and collected, and ready to speak to our next guest, hailing all the way from Bled Island there.
Ladies and gentlemen, a member of one of the most noted combinations in the world of professional wrestling. Give me that destination point one more time, Mabo.
That is Bled Island, B-L-E-D,
right.
Bled Island. If I'm not mistaken, I believe that's in Slovenia.
Okay. And I will say, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Batiri, Kobold, welcome to Beyond Ringside. Glad to have you on board.
Oh, welcome, Houston. The pleasure's all yours.
Now, Mark started to ask you this off air. I'm going to go ahead and ask right off the bat. Y'all just completed a nice little swing in the Sunshine State down in Florida. How did the Sunshine State fit the liking of the Batiri?
The Sunshine State is really similar to Arcade. A constant temperature of 75 to 80 degrees, depending on which level you're on. And an awful smell within the metropolitan area.
See, personally, I've got a condo at the 7th level of hell in the 7th circle, so therefore I've got hot and hot running hot. So I'm pretty familiar with where y'all are hailing from and the part of Florida that y'all were in. Now, for those, I'm going to ask you to give the Reader's Digest condensed cut, because a lot of our listeners are tried and true fans of professional wrestling, not just what I like to call MTFers, Monday, Thursday, Friday. But for those who need it, can you give a crash course in the Batiri and yourself?
Certainly, human. Look, Kobold and the Batiri, Kodama and Oberyn were trained by Kazani. And we were trained specifically so that we could come into Chikara and take over. And we've taken over.
As a good goblin and demon should. Mark Bowman, Mabo, come on in.
All right, Kobold. First off the bat, thank you for taking time out to join us. And first question, is there any combination specifically that the Batiri likes to tag in a traditional tag match, or does it just depend on who you're facing?
Well, as you see, Kodama and Oberyn, the demonic demons, they are very... How do you say? They're good at beating people up. So they're the best two because they have this little switcheroo thing that they do. They look so similar. Similar height. Similar moves in the ring. So they're the most situated as two that you would choose for a tag team competition.
You know, I've got something that's actually been ranging on my brain. Knowing the underworld and knowing what last year was supposed to be, I'm just going to go ahead and ask, how disappointed was everyone from the underworld? The fact that the galactic alignment didn't take a greater toll on the planet Earth like it was supposed to?
It's all our fault. It was supposed to happen. We had it all planned. I was planning for years. And what the IW? And the freaking Nixon came out and distracted us. We only had a small window opportunity to end the world. And they screwed it up for all of us.
Mabo.
Now,
King Mabo.
Yes, that's me. Now, you guys primarily, you're also in other companies like Wrestling is Fun, Absolute Intense Wrestling. But you mainly are in Chikara. And what three things would you say make Chikara unique from your traditional wrestling promotion?
Well, Kuma's favorite thing about Chikara is in so many colorful characters that you wouldn't find anywhere else. And Chikara itself, they're not afraid to not take themselves so seriously. There's so many places that you go to and you see those guys and they're like, oh, I'm a tough guy. And 12 other people on the show are tough guys. Like, what are the difference? But Chikara, every single person on the show is somebody different. So that's number one. Two is we don't care to be taken seriously for the most part, except if you're Eddie Kingston. Man, he cannot take a joke. And then the third thing would be the matches. We have 12 different sets of matches, but we specialize in multi-man, and that's different than any other wrestling promotion currently in the United States.
Now, loaded question. One of the questions that I like to ask during the show is, because we know everybody in their background and as they stare straight into the future for upcoming matches, I'm going to ask the people or the group or the team that you enjoy taking on the most and why, and if there is a team that you have yet to meet, who would that be and why?
The original colony and what's left of them as a group would be Fire Ant and Green Ant. They are always, always, always kicking our tail. And it just bothers us. It forces us to push ourselves to be stronger than we've ever been. It's just every single time we're in the ring with them, we get better. But every single time that we leave, we're hurt because they are such an incredible team. So we say we not enjoy wrestling them, but we've gained experience, so much experience, and we progress as wrestlers from wrestling the colony time and time again. And for future, we would like, perhaps before they retire, to wrestle Goldust and Booker T. What a wonderful match that would be!
Mabo.
Sorry, I've taken a drink of water here. Now, Cobalt, just for you specifically, are you still, I mean, now, granted you are a goblin, and, you know, goblins have a tendency to have some age on them, are you still legally qualified to go after the Young Lions Cup, and is that in your line of sight right now?
Indeed, indeed. To me, to Cobalt, the Young Lions Cup is the most prestigious title in Chikara. It's the longest reigning title in Chikara. And Cobalt sees that as the one thing that Cobalt would like more than anything. And second would be, the wrestling is fun banana.
Now, if I can ask, considering the different alliances that the Batiri has been involved in, as far as joining up with other factions, forces, families, groups, do you find that entering into those agreements have a tendency to hinder you and the balance of the Batiri from being themselves?
Absolutely. Oh, we're brought in by Mantis to take over as his army. Then he doesn't pay Kazarni. So Kazarni takes us back, and then we gotta listen to Kazarni, and Kazarni lives in Vegas now, so it's 5 miles long distance, and then we gotta do it. Kazarni wants to fight Ultra Mantis, and then Kazarni just appears and we're on our own, and then the Leaders comes in, and then he takes us under his wing, so we gotta fight again, we gotta fight Ultra Mantis. It's just like, we're pulled this way and that way. It's such a breath of fresh air to have a singles match for once.
Now, saying it in print and through various other sources is one thing, but it's always something to really hear it from the person themselves in their own voices. What is the driving force, on or off the record, what is the driving force for Cobalt, Abarian, and Kadama? What is the driving force that keeps the unity of the Batiri?
Well, you see, Cobalt's history is a little dark, would you say? Well, Cobalt was stranded on Blood Island, and I summoned the demons to rescue me, because Cobalt hates water. It's awful. It's awful. And those evil people banished me there. So you would say that maybe, perhaps, Kodama and Abarian are contractually obligated Mobile Company.
Mark Bowman, come on in.
Just a few minutes ago, you mentioned your allegiance with Kazarni, and, you know, Mantis brought you in, and now Delirious. Honestly, without those outside factors, what exactly do the Batiri have against Ultra Mantis Black and the Spectral Envoy? Where does the beef lie?
Well, you see, it was just business at first. We were sent to do a job, and Mantis, he was the one who asked. He was the client, as you would say. So, but he did not, and he did not have his end of the bargain met. He did not pay the IFTR. So, Kazarni said, oh, I guess you're going to have to kill him. We're like, wonderful! So, we tried to kill him, and then, whoa, freaking Crossbones had to be brought in, and then Hallowicked, and Frightmare, and you see, now it was personal. See, we wanted to destroy Ultra Mantis, but there was all these people that came in between. So it's like, it was a personal vendetta. We had to prove that we're able to take them out. And we tried time and time again. But you see, there was, we say that the colony pushes us forward. But Ultra Mantis is dark force. It's matched by the Batiri's force. So he is one out of an opponent. And he has alliances that go far deeper than anyone we've ever met before in the ring.
Now, there is a legend that floats around.
Of the Hidden Temple?
In addition to that one, and I'm probably about to get shot by my co-host.
Don't do it.
Then I'll throw it to you, because you know where I'm going.
No, actually, you go ahead.
Okay. I know, after having done a little bit of research on Bled Island, and I know from having done even more research and some experience in the underworld, that delicacies, so to speak, and certain forms of sustenance are not in great supply there. Now, having made your way to the lower 48...
Go fetus! Don't knock it unless you try it!
Mabel, finish the question.
I can't. I'm done. I'm done. Eddie, finish it up. Go ahead.
In addition to goat fetus, is there something in particular that just gets the attention and catches the taste buds of the members of the Batiri?
The taste of human flesh.
That's a good Saturday night.
The skin of the elderly is so delicious. You'd never believe it, but it is. And we do fancy a Pop-Tart. Or it doesn't.
Now, the others I can pretty much understand, especially the flesh of the elderly. I mean, you know, a little garlic salt and a little oregano, you're pretty much good to go right there. You have a different form of lasagna. What makes Pop-Tarts that attractive and endearing?
I think it's the ridiculousness of them.
It's like fruit and all the sugary crap and probably pesticides
baked into some kind of crust and then covered with sugar and icing. It's so stupid.
Only humans would come up with something so stupid.
And they feed the children for breakfast?
That's even dumber.
No wonder there's so many obese human beings. They eat sugar covered in sugar covered in sugar for breakfast. Oh, humans are so stupid.
He's never had an Egg McMuffin, has he? Mabo, come on back.
Now, does each member of the Batiri have their own favorite flavor of Pop-Tart, or do you guys kind of meet in the middle?
Cobalt fancies the dark chocolate. I think it's chocolate fudge or chocolate. They always have stupid names like that, chocolate. That makes sense. Chocolate.
We'll say it twice. The Pop-Tarts are nice. They named it twice.
Kodama.
He likes the s'mores. I don't know why. He just likes the s'mores. He's always saying,
feed me s'mores. feed me s'mores. But you gotta translate it, it always comes out. And O'Barian, he likes the strawberry or raspberry, I don't remember. But he likes some non-frosted. He's always on some kind of diet. And just to be clear, we never swallow the Pop-Tarts. That would kill us. We chew them. We chew them. And we suck the juice out. And then we spit them out.
I was waiting for that noise to come from Mabo's side of the telephone line. Now, with the different companies with which you've worked and the different individuals and teams that you have had to face in those different areas, you've taken on everybody from traditional tag teams to trios tag teams all the way to individual matches with people like Sarah Del Rey. How do you adjust? How do you change your strategy so quickly and so easily?
Well, strategy usually stays the same for the most part. Cheat! But there's certain situations that require a little more effort, so the numbers game really comes into play. Sometimes we use, Godalma and O'Barian look very similar, since they're both, you know, under 5 feet tall, green, 250 pounds, give or take. So, you know, we use that as a distraction in a ring. That's always a great thing. Sometimes when you're with Sarah Del Rey, a woman who's faced every single type of match and every type of performer, you have to look at, what has she not seen before? So we did some gross thing to her, like lick her face. I don't think she'd ever been licked in the face by a demon before or after us. We have to get in the head of our opponents in that sort of way, because we're really freaking gross. So we use our gross ways to get in the head of our opponents, and then we trip them up, drop them on our heads, or sit on their faces, and then we win, because that's what we do, we win.
Now, for our friends in our home state of Alabama, you get an opportunity to see and experience the Battery. Full speed ahead, I should say. This coming Saturday night, March 16 in Sylacauga, Alabama at the J. Craig Smith Community Center.
Try to say that 6 times fast.
Crap, I ain't going to make it past 2. Forget that noise. And they will
Sylacauga.
Sylacauga. Now, I'll give you a hint. For those in the local area, it's okay to joke and change the syllables and say Sylacauga. A lot of people won't get that, but people from around that area in that county will get it because they do it themselves. I have friends who live there, and they've said it to me before, and I'm going, what the heck? So it's okay if you want to clown around and say Sylacauga. Trust me on that one. They won't take it as an affront. I still don't know where the hell I was going with that one. But
I think you were about to mention that Sylacauga is the syphilis capital of the world.
Okay, I'll go with that.
It could very well be the syphilis capital of the world. Who knows?
It very well could be. I'm not even going there.
Wait, if we're not going there, then how are we going to come see Cobalt and Kodama and O'Barian wrestle next week?
I'll be there. I'm not going there. Different story. I can pull this off.
We thought the guy on the other end of the phone had issues. You're crazy, Eddie.
I'm not crazy. I'm just out there. You know, well, no. I don't think anybody on the show can be actually classified as crazy. That would actually mean we'd get the really good drugs. No, wait a minute. Actually, Wicked Nemesis gets the really good drugs, so therefore, Mabo, would you call Wicked crazy?
Not to his face. Okay. Anyway, next week is Sylacauga, Alabama for IWA Deep South.
Thank you.
Cobalt. The Battery are taking on the team of Jarek Tyler, Caden Sade, or Sade.
No, it is Caden Sade.
I don't know how you want to pronounce it.
It is Caden Sade.
I would have called him Sade. And then Shane Smalls. Now, you guys are taking him on in the traditional trios style of wrestling, which is a six-man tag. First of all, what do you guys have any information on these three gentlemen? Have you studied any tapes? I don't know. Do you have VCRs or computers out there at Blood Island? And if so, what message do you have for them?
We have a crystal ball that tells us all we need to know. But you see, we get away. We've been away in Florida for the past week, so we have not even known until just now. just now, exclusive, who we're going to face. But we know IWA, and we know IWA Deep South. We know that those competitors there, they're hungry. They're hungry for competition. They are eager to win matches and have their names be out there known. And every time somebody comes in, they want their heads. So just like no one or anyone out there, we know that these three competitors are coming to take us out. Now, Sade or Sade, Caden Sade, we're going to call him that from now on, and Jarrett Tyler and Shane Smalls, we're coming for you because we have a reputation above all. We are not going to lose this immortals. We are immortal. We are the McKinney. I'm the Prince of all Goblins. And we are going to win. I'm saying
You got it, friends. Saturday night, March 16th, J. Craig Smith Community Center in Sylacauga. Take your pick, Alabama. Bell time is going to be 7:30 p.m. They've got seven big matches lined up. The first ever Cage of Carnage match. It's a steel cage with weapons and then some. A four-way dance. Bulldozer, Matt Tremont, Damian Payne, Spider Boudreaux, Josh Crow, good friend of ours, the Angel of Death, John Rare, will be part of a fatal four-way thumbtack type A carpet strips doors match. Crazy.
What the hell?
I have no damn idea. Crazy Cody Krueger, the Beast Bryant Woods, Sicko the Clown, and the Angel of Death John Rare will be there. Now, Tim Donst, a good friend of ours here on Beyond Ringside, will be taking on another good friend of ours on Beyond Ringside, Christian Haven, 1-on-1 competition that night. Also, in addition to everything else going on that night, and we're going to actually cover a little bit more. Champion versus champion. The IWA Deep South Champion Freak Show will be taking on the Chikara Grand Champion in Eddie Kingston. Saturday night.
Holy crap!
Yeah, that will be a knockdown dragout, plain and simple. You've got two monsters that are going to go at it. You've got two men that are not afraid to mix it up. You've got two men that are ready to rock and roll. The Chikara Grand Champion and the IWA Deep South Champion. Kingston Freak Show, it is going to be one you don't want to miss, and you've just heard.
Somebody's going to bleed profusely, I think.
Our guest at this time, along with his tag team partners, the Batiri, will be taking on Jarrett Tyler, Caden Sade, and Shane Smalls in a traditional trios-style matchup.
It's pronounced Sade.
It's, okay. It's...
Cotton. If the goblin wants to call it Sade, we're going to call him Sade.
I'll listen to the goblin. I'm good with that. Okay. Then I'll go ahead and take
is
that.
Is Sade dead?
No, she just hadn't had an album worth a damn in 5 years. Now, in addition to IWA Deep South, where else can people see the Batiri in the coming days?
Well, we must. March 23rd will be in. Wrestling is fun in Allentown, Pennsylvania. March 30th will be in NEWF. That's in Schuylkill Haven, PA. In April will be at WrestleCon for the WrestleMania shows. And you can go to thebatiri.com, and there's a little event center part. You click on that, and you see wherever we're going to be on for the next however long we've been booked for, probably till June or July. So come see us if you're not able to come down to Alabama. Which is a shame because Alabama is so stinky. It's perfect just to see the Batiri in the swamp from which we live anyway. So come see us somewhere or we'll cut you from head to toe.
Now go ahead.
Now, hold on, Eddie, I got this.
Yes.
Now, Cobalt, I am in the market for a new shirt, and I heard the Batiri have wonderful shirts and mystery bags that contain a lot of things, sometimes feces. If I wanted to purchase one, such as the new Kodama Child's Play 2 shirt, where can I go to purchase that?
Simple, simple. TheBatiri.com. It has everything there. It has, like, pools. It has pictures. There's matches on there. There's pictures of us stabbing people in the back with sharp objects. There's merchandise, mystery bags. The mystery bag only $6. $6? $6. Just go to the I said she didn't order one today, preferably, since we have so many made. You gotta get these out the door. And every 100th one is a special one. You probably get a guitar like last time. Maybe a keyboard or a live animal. You never know what you're gonna get. It's wonderful. Mystery bags. Hashtag that crap.
Now, real quick, Allie Doll over in our chat room asked, and she actually made the statement that she hopes that y'all are going to be a part of the May 4th show for Chikara in Porterdale, Georgia. Do you have any advanced knowledge of whether or not you're going to make that outing?
We won't know until it appears on a crystal ball, but we've held that date just in case. So, you should go, you should buy a ticket, and if you don't show up, maybe we'll still show up. Don't miss out.
Now, can people keep track of you and the Battery on Twitter and the other social networks?
Yes, 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 yes. We are Twitter.com. Mine is Cobalt 6. Not to be confused with any of the other five Cobalts that are floating around. I'm Cobalt 6. Or simply, you can go to the Battery. Twitter.com/ The Battery. It's so simple. And the Facebook is shared by three of us. Is also the Battery. Or the name, Dark Army Battery. It's so simple, even a human can do it.
Mabel, last call.
This guy is killing me, I swear. And hopefully he won't do that literally come next week.
I'm praying he does.
Quick question, though. Now, over in AIW, Absolute Intense Wrestling, the Battery, consisting of Kodama and Barbarian, are managed by Veronica Tickletether. Now, given all the stuff that she's going through, do you feel that maybe the darkness that comes from the Battery is starting to rub off on her?
You said rub off!
No!
You see, she's a woman with all kinds of mental problems!
And the Battery, we don't have any feelings.
We are unstoppable medicine force of chaos.
And she's on a constant menstrual cycle.
You see, she has all kinds of screwed up things in her head.
And she likes to screw around with different boys, not literally.
But figuratively, she likes to get in the mind of her
current boyfriends. I'm thinking that Dunst is her current boyfriend.
And she,
sucks them drugs.
Again, not literally. But she does have issues. None of my concern.
But she's a perfect valet for the Battery.
Because she's so creepy. She's so unpredictable.
That, we'd rather have her in our corner.
And on the other side.
Is that the last one you wanted to ask, Marcus?
I am good, because this guy is scaring the bejesus out of me, which means he's doing his job.
Well, I tried to message, but I'm going to go ahead and ask. Our tag team partner, the Oracle of Ominous, the Wicked Nemesis Pro Wrestling Manager, has come on board with us. Wick, did you have a question you wanted to ask Cobalt?
I don't know if it was asked before, but have you guys ever been to Knoblog?
Knoblog!
Cobalt just got a Knoblog shirt!
Knoblog is the most wonderful place in the world!
So jealous.
I get to be Cobalt all the time! I don't have to hide!
See, we live in Bled Island, but not a freaking church!
So we gotta stay on the ground 12 hours of the day!
But in Knoblog,
oh! It gets wild! Let's just leave it at that!
Got one quick question, and I know that you've already kind of done this, but I want to ask if there is a special message that you would like to lay out personally from Cobalt of the Battery to the fans in the state of Alabama, specifically around Sylacauga, what would that message be?
You better get your toilet paper ready, because we're going to leave a mess on all your faces. We're going to throw feces. We're going to leave the race in a total mess of chaos and literal crap. So prepare yourself for the nastiest process team you've ever seen in your life! In your life! And also call them next week, because you're going to have dysentery!
Ladies and gentlemen, Our very special guest representing the Battery Cobalt has just gone beyond ringside. Hang tight. Yours truly, Fast Eddie Lane, Mark Mabo Bowman, and the Wicked Nemesis will be back right here on the Beyond Ringside Radio Network right after this.
Hello, everybody. This is Dirty Dutch Mantel, and you're locked into Beyond Ringside.